Good morning. I'm Grace David with news from the Archdiocese of Milwaukee Catholic Schools. Middle school students from St. Bruno School in Dousman participated in the annual Rake and Run. Eddie Phillips, a religion and math teacher from St. Bruno, has organized this event for the past 10 years. This is an opportunity for students and parent volunteers to give back to the parish community by raking yards of parishioners. This year, they raked the yards of 9 parishioners' homes. It is a wonderful service project that the students and adults look forward to every year. Great job, St. Bruno. Pius XI Catholic High School is currently hosting their 21st annual Thanksgiving Drive. They are collecting household items, such as non-perishable food items, dishes, pots and pans, and furniture for the Fourth Dimension Sober Living Community. Any item to help make the houses of the Fourth Dimension residents feel like home will be accepted at Pius XI Catholic High School through December 20th. Questions? Contact Tom Shimalewski at Pius at tchmielewski@piusxi.org or call 414-290-7000. That number again is 414-290-7000. St. Mary Hale's Corner students have been extremely active, collecting items to send to Haiti after Hurricane Matthew. The pastor, director of college, and Monsignor from La Tibolia, Haiti, all visited St. Mary Parish and classrooms on a recent trip to Milwaukee. They spoke to the children about the devastation from Hurricane Matthew. The Boy Scouts held a bake sale that raised over $2,000. The parish, as a whole, has raised over $90,000 to aid in efforts. The priority for monetary donations are for food, $19 buys 50 pounds of rice, housing, $50 buys a tin roof and repairs, goats, $75 buys a pregnant goat, and medical and midwife supplies. The students also pick an envelope off of Christmas trees at the parish to support the Haiti effort. Keep up the good work, St. Mary's Hales Corners students. And now moving on to headlines from the Catholic Herald and CatholicHerald.org. Archbishop Lestecki will close the Holy Door at the Cathedral of St. John the Evangelist this Sunday morning, November 20th, the Feast of Christ the King. The closing of the door, which remained open during the Jubilee Year of Mercy, will occur at the 11 o'clock Mass. The Archbishop devotes his Herald of Hope column to the Year of Mercy, noting that the practice of the spiritual and corporal works of mercy by individuals and parishes has been an extraordinary time of grace for the Archdiocese. One of the corporal works of mercy is visiting the imprisoned. In 2 front page stories, you'll read about how 2 people with very different prison experiences are practicing their faith in ministering to the imprisoned and their families. The Polka says that in heaven there is no beer, yet Father Pat Heppe, in a column you'll find at CatholicHerald.org, contends there might not only be beer, but a lot of other things you aren't expecting. Again, you'll find it at CatholicHerald.org. This is a good time to remind you about the Catholic Herald's Gift for Them, Gift for You offer. Order a Catholic Herald subscription for someone who is not receiving it, and we'll send you a charcoal print of St. Mother Teresa. Call 414-769-3500 for details. That's 414-769-3500. There's never a shortage of Catholic news and inspirational stories, so please take time to read the Catholic Herald or to visit CatholicHerald.org. Until next week, on behalf of everyone at the Catholic Herald, this is Grace David wishing you a blessed Thanksgiving. We now return you to Living Our Faith with Archbishop Lestecki.